And next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of May 8th, 2021.
$164 billion. Wow. Of course, you all heard, everybody knows Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. You know, I was thinking about this. It could have been me. Yeah, that's right. I interviewed Bill Gates, a couple of years before he got married. I was so excited to interview him. And so we met in a hotel lobby. We sat there and we did the interview. And afterwards, my mom called and she's like, "So how was the interview?" I said, I told my mother, he's obviously very smart. He's at that time, he was a little socially awkward. He obviously didn't have media training. And I said, and when he speaks, he like sways back and forth and it was kind of really distracting. And then my mother, she's so smart always. And she says, "Let me tell you something, Kim, honey, with that kind of money, we can fix anything." Then of course I said, "Word, yes." Welcome to the Kim Komando Show, where we talk about living the best digital life. We are broadcast on 420 top stations from coast to coast, and you can find us in your favorite radio streaming app, and you can also get us as a podcast commercial free over at getkim.com. And you can find us also on the American Forces Network Radio. And a special thanks and shout out goes to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're like me, you appreciate everything the brave men and women of our U.S. Armed Forces have done for us. So let's honor them this May during Military Appreciation Month. My father served during the Korean War, and his military medals shine under my office lights, proudly honoring his memory. So proud of him. And like I'm committed to honor his service, T-Mobile is committed to serve those who serve. That's why they're a nationally recognized military-friendly employer on their way to hiring 10,000 military veterans and their spouses by 2023. And T-Mobile is offering exclusive savings to military families. Get this, 4 lines of unlimited on T-Mobile's network for $100. That's 50% off family lines, 50% off. So if you're an active duty military or a veteran, visit T-Mobile.com or visit a T-Mobile store today and see for yourself how T-Mobile is committed to serving those who serve.
With auto pay, sales tax, and regulatory fees included in the rate plan price, customers using over 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video typically 480p, verify military service within 45 days, or pay up to $20 more per line per month.
And I'd also like to thank iDrive for helping to make this show possible. They just keep earning praise. This time it's from leading tech publication PC World. They gave iDrive a 4.5-star rating. They raved about iDrive's multiple backup methods and flexible recovery options that can get you back up and running in a flash. That's why I've been recommending iDrive for years. It's simply the best cloud backup service available. Let's not forget that they also won recently PC Mag's Best Cloud Backup Solution for Consumers and Businesses for the 7th year in a row. Wow. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, PCs, Macs, servers, smartphones, and more, all into one account. And with their industry standard encryption and state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. I love that I can access my files right from my mobile device no matter where I go. I can also automate backups in a snap. I never have to worry about losing my data or running out of space on my device. Plans start at less than $6 a month, and when you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you'll get 90% off the first year. Just go to iDrive.com and use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim, and ExpressVPN. Internet service providers are making money from logging your internet activity and selling your data. So make sure that 100% of your data is encrypted. Go to ExpressVPN.com/Kim and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. All right, let's start this hour with 5 things you need to know about future tech and what's coming down the line. And for months, Facebook has been testing a new feature called Neighborhoods. Yeah, they stole it from another site, Nextdoor. Once Facebook sets up your neighborhood, you can join to see these local posts, groups, things for sale on Marketplace in your area, and of course, more specific targeted ads, you know that. It can be for your community, surrounding towns, you get recommendations, you can create a separate profile on Facebook so you can just talk to others in your area without having to friend them. And of course, it'll be in the app. It was first being tested in Canada. It's starting to roll out to the United States. And you've seen what they can do on a national, international scale. Now, imagine what Facebook can do with all that hyper-local data about you and all your neighborhoods. There goes the neighborhood. All right, number two, Apple foldable phone. What did you say? That's right. Samsung has dropped the ball with its first Galaxy Fold, and all versions since then has been okay. They've been working. There's a foldable Motorola Razr phone, and Microsoft, actually with a dual screen from Microsoft. Apple has been rumored to working one for a long time, and now it has an 8-inch flexible OLED display along with a 16:9 aspect ratio, just like your TV. That's what the rumor says. So is it coming? Are we going to get a foldable iPhone 13 in the fall? Well, don't expect it this year, and don't expect it next year. They're thinking that maybe we would have a foldable iPhone in the year 2023 or 2024. Apple, they're like so far behind. I mean, speaking of, who was the first person who used technology? Who's the very first person who used technology? Anyone? Anyone? Moses. He had two tablets that talked to the cloud. Ha ha, yes. I put that on my Twitter account. All right, number three. If you need help beating a video game, now you can call a friend who's not a friend, somebody you don't know, get them online. What's that? Discovered by Patent Scope, Sony says they want to help gamers who are stuck by letting them reach out to experts, which apparently all you have to do to call yourself an expert is to own the game in question or someone who's reached out, whatever is deemed like this qualification standard, it's all in the patent. But the whole idea is getting help would supposedly be faster than trying to find the information on the internet. Now, there's no guarantee that it's ever going to be developed, but it is an interesting concept that if you're stuck in a game, that you would be able to like phone a friend, like, you know, like those game shows. I mean, it would really take gaming to the next level. Number four, watch out for falling groceries. What? Yes, drones. We have another company in the act. Kroger is about to begin testing drone delivery near one of its stores in Centerville, Ohio, not far from Dayton. Drone Express is a division of Telegrid Technologies. They are providing the drones and the pilots. They're going to manage the flights from a trailer set up outside the Kroger store. And it's not any big grocery trips. I mean, these are drones. They can only carry about 5 pounds. So the store is offering bundles that cover certain categories, so like a baby care bundle or foods that will make up certain recipes. They can't carry much, but Kroger says if the test is successful in Ohio, they're going to have a second test in California this summer. And, you know, frozen pizzas, they're not very heavy. So maybe this whole drone delivery idea isn't such a pie in the sky idea after all. Finally, number five, Disney can have the Force. They are using the Force. Let the Force be with you. Okay, if you're not a Star Wars fan, I get that. But you have to admit that a lightsaber is one of the coolest little gadgets that have been invented in a long time. But they're not really real. Maybe they are. Disney released a teaser video this past week for its new Star Wars Galaxy Star Cruiser Hotel. It's going to open at Walt Disney World Resort next year in Florida. In the 14-second video, a Jedi fires up her lightsaber that extends and retracts just like the Star Wars movies and on the TV shows. No visual effects, Disney has created an actual lightsaber that looks like the real thing. How the tech actually works, anyone's guess. Disney's not saying, but probably a good chance they're going to start mass producing them, and they've got the hotel, and then, they, of course, they are always the masters at marketing anything. But don't be surprised if they cost at least a few $100. So guys, just make sure that you check in your spouse before you buying one. Otherwise, may the divorce be with you. All right, if you haven't tried Super Beets Heart Chews, you're totally missing out. You get all the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. Because I'll tell you, I tried to make beet juice. No fun. Took me all day. The cleanup was a mess. Now I just eat two Super Beets Heart Chews and they taste great. They combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grape seed extract. Now it's the grape seed extract used in Super Beets Heart Chews that has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. And better blood pressure means more energy, the way that nature intended. So you're not having jittery caffeine or taking any type of stimulants. Just two delicious chews a day is all you need. I keep a bag of Super Beats chews right on my desk, and every morning I eat two. I exercise just about every single day, and having enough energy is important, as is stamina. Stamina is so important. And I really, really believe that Super Beats chews are a big reason why I have a ton of both. So do what I did, support your heart health with delicious Super Beats chews. So get your Super Beats chews today, but you have to go to this address, KimsBeats.com. That's Kims, KimsBeats.com. KimsBeats.com. And when you buy two bags, you're going to get the third one for free. So that's why I want you to go to this address instead of buying them on Amazon, KimsBeats.com. All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to tell you how you can see how much your used car is worth, because those numbers are skyrocketing. And also later on this hour, we have some last-minute advice about getting your taxes done, the best tax software to get the job done yourself. And also, we're going to tell you how you can see everything that Google knows about you. And, of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. I don't know if you heard, but the used car marketplace is exploding. And so we talked about a little bit about the show on a couple of weeks ago, but there are more cars that are now big sellers, like a Toyota 4Runner. And we got more information about that coming up. And then, as promised, we're going to be talking about in the next half hour about your taxes. You know, yes, it's the last minute, can you believe, to do your taxes. And we found the best tax software for you. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you missed part of the show, you want to hear it again, or maybe your listening gets interrupted, you can always get the entire show as a podcast over at getkim.com. And how about we start this hour with Mike in Plano, Texas. Hello there, Mike.
Hi. Welcome. Hi, how are you doing this beautiful day?
I'm good.
I was tickled that you mentioned that Disney thing a minute ago, because I have a problem that I was about to see if I could beam myself to a galaxy far, far away to find the answer. And then I thought, let's go to the better source, Kim. I've never called you before, but I've always appreciated the work you do to help everybody out there that are listeners that have silly problems like me. I'm vision impaired, okay. But I do missionary work to help seniors and vets that are disabled.
Good for you.
And my text messages are critical to me. And I have strings of texts that I can go back to and revisit so that I don't get into a he said, she said over time. And it's really helped for a number of people that I've assisted, as well as myself. The other day on my iPhone 11 Pro Max that's tied to my iPad so that I can blow my texts up to see him,
sure.
I pulled a how stupid can I be, and I won the contest. I deleted the wrong text string, and I'm trying to pull it back. So I contacted my cell phone provider, which is Sprint, now T-Mobile, and they were of little to no help. I hung up, called back, got another person more knowledgeable. They said that they could see the text that I was mentioning. It was from just a few days ago. They gave me the number it came from, so they knew it was there. They said, but you'll have to call Apple to get it. It's on your iCloud.
Okay.
I called Apple. Apple said, no, once you delete it from that, it's gone forever. Period.
Did you log into your iCloud account to try to find it?
Yeah, I have it backed up every night. A sub question is, can you set it to back up every hour so I don't do this dumb thing again, or is it just once a day?
But I want to find the text. Was it on your iCloud account?
No, it backed up the night before, and it hadn't had a chance to do its daily backup when I deleted it, mm-hmm. So it was in that dead period. They said that the cell phone provider company archives those for 6 weeks or something. Call them back. I talked to their level two tier tech support. They said that they couldn't find it. They knew there were third-party software out there that would do it. So I started a hunt, and I don't know if I should mention the three that keep popping up I see all the time. Is that okay?
No, sure. Go ahead.
The TenorShare,
yes.
Phone Rescue, and what is the other one? Something.
There's IBSoft.
There's several of soft.
Yes.
My question is, I don't mind spending the money if there's a way that I could actually undelete this and pull it up, because it looks like on their advertisements that you can actually hook your phone up to your PC and it'll pull it off the hard drive on your phone or your iPad and you'll be good and golden. But before I bought them, I found 11,963 that were bad, obviously, dangerous data mining software. So
okay.
I need somebody that
You know, you know what? Thank you, number one, for being so articulate, Mike. I mean, totally.
You're kind.
You know, no, really. I mean, you know, you walked us through everything and everything that you did concisely. I mean, you know, I mean, I've been doing this obviously for so many years, and quite often I have to go like, okay, so then what did you do? Okay, so then what did you do? Okay, just trying to make them move it all along a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, there's. I'd like us to see if there is a way. But like you said, it's not in your iCloud account, but that would be the easiest. There's a company called IBSoft, and that's the letter I, B, Soft. And they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you can try that software. I think it's like around $40.
That's fine.
The Tenor Share, it's like the alt data software, whatever it may be called, that's $60. It doesn't have the guarantee. But what I'd like to do, because you're helping people in your world, I'd like us to help you more than I can just say, here, go ahead and try this, is that from time to time is that I enlist the services of our IT genius, John. And John recently set up a caller. He's actually was a monk in Virginia who's trying to set up a phone tree because, believe it or not, this guy passes out almost $1 million worth of food every year. But he called me. He called me because everybody calls his personal cell phone number for like the address when he's open. I'm like, I felt so sorry for the guy. So anyway, so John worked with him for like 3 weeks and set up the whole phone tree. I mean, so now he has it in English and Spanish and he's got five options and his phone isn't ringing at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so John is amazing with a capital A. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to put you with John. And you guys can talk the talk and he can help you figure out which software is. And then also, I would, you know, you can share whatever. John is honest. John knows, let me just tell you something. John knows every single one of my passwords to every account I own. Okay. All right. I mean, so if that tells you how much I trust John, all right. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll post some links for everybody in case you want to check it out over in the Q&A forum, but we're going to really put Mike together with John so that you guys can figure out how to get this text message back and also to make sure that Mike doesn't inadvertently delete texts again. Stay right where you are. More of the show is coming up. Hey, you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. Once again, that's Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go into some more tips and phone calls and good things like that is that about 30%, more than 6 million of all Netflix customers use the shared passwords of family members, friends, sometimes even strangers. And so they say with a loss of $13.99 per customer, that comes out to $84 million a month, which is why Netflix is saying that's it. So Netflix has begun cracking down on password sharing. Any Netflix customer may find themselves part of a test to verify accounts. And here's how it works. You set up your profile on a shared account. You're going to get a text or an email question. And then the big question, where did the message come from? Text or email? If you get the wrong answer, you're locked out with an invitation to set up a new account and with a brand new credit card number. And speaking of money, yes, I know I don't like it either. Tax time, yuck. Tax season is here. And over at Commando.com, we put together a whole research report about the most popular tax software options and the best one for every situation. Now, if you're looking for the free option, H&R Block, hard to beat. The program has really easy to use, simple interface, and you can use it to file your Fed and state returns for free, although there may be some extra features that you can pay for. The easiest is TurboTax, which runs the IRS free file program. TurboTax software is pricier than others, and over at Commando.com, we have the best affordable deluxe software option. And if your returns are complex And if you've been working from home and you're wondering about like what you can deduct, if you had to buy a new printer, if you had to buy a new monitor, whatever it may be, is I actually sat down with my tax accountant, Rachel Cheek. She's so smart. Love Rachel. And especially if you got the PPP or if you had any SBA loans over the last year or you had unemployment claims, whatever it may be, unemployment income, is that it's really complicated this year. And so what I'd like you to do is to listen to our podcast. We have a podcast all about tax ramifications, tax seasons. You can find that on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcast, Pandora, tuned in. And make sure that you listen to it. I know it's not, you know, the most exciting topic, but this could mean money in your pocket. So again, get that podcast. And speaking of podcasts, new out this week is the Right to Repair. And when you buy things, you don't really own them. Well, you do own them, but you can't fix them. And so I spoke with Tom Schwartz. He's a Nebraska farmer. And he bought a tractor he realized that he couldn't even fix. And then I had a great conversation with a gal by the name of Gay Gordon-Bright. She's the executive director of the Repair Association. So you can find the Commando podcast wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, you name it. Just search for Commando, spelled correctly, of course. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Back to the phones we go with George in Truckee, California. Hi, George. Where's Truckee, California?
Hi, Kim. It's such an honor to be on your show. Truckee, California is about 10 minutes away from Squaw Valley, just north of Lake Tahoe.
Oh, nice. It's so beautiful up in there.
It certainly is. Today's a beautiful day, too.
So how can I help you? What's going on?
Well, my wife and I are artists who work in gold and silver, and we do unique designs and custom designs, and we have a website. And the support that the website host and the other, WordPress, the way we put the site together, is usually pretty good. But they're always limited in what they can recommend and what they, because they're obviously working for, various plug-in makers and stuff. And the other thing is Google SEO fixing pages so that they come up to Google's standards. Yeah. And
it's one of those things. When you have a web page, George, is that you've got to keep it updated. I mean, you've got to, every 6 months, at least every year, to look at it and go, am I optimizing? Am I looking at the current situation? Is it the right place to be? And are the buttons in the right spot? I actually took a look at your website. You make beautiful, beautiful Celtic art, necklaces and rings. Is that your background?
Well, my wife and I are both Celts, that's for sure.
Oh, wow, that's so beautiful. It's so, I was looking, I'm like, gosh, it's so, and you make all that by hand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
We're just crazy artists who are passionate about making art, and jewelry is the thing that we like to make the most.
So do you need to have a website, or can you just have a shopping site?
What's the difference?
Well, because when I looked at your website, and your work is so beautiful, but it's not being showcased properly, and you don't have the elements that you need to get to the top of Google's SEO. And also, your website is not mobile responsive. And about, 60% of all transactions now are happening with mobile. So we want to make sure that you guys are in the right spot, right? So there are companies like Squarespace, Wix, also Spotify, BigCommerce, that you can fill in a template. You don't have to worry about Bluehost and hosting it or whatever, WordPress or anything like that. And you're just going to have a very elegant, simple website that will tell the story about you and your wife, maybe have a couple of videos about you guys talking about your art, and then inviting people to buy your existing pieces or commission something that they might want, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, that's what I want. So how do I get that? So, and you want to do some email marketing, you want an email newsletter along the way. And really, you need somebody to help you do this if you're not comfortable in pulling it all together. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, not only the help, but also just candid observations like you just made.
Okay.
That will help.
So let me do this. Let us take you as our special project, okay? And let us put together some tips and maybe like a little bit of a how-to to get started. So that this way it will take you to the next step. And then when you have questions along the way, you can always call me back. How about that?
Okay.
Right? Because this isn't just a one, as you can see, you know this. It's not like, I mean, you just don't make a piece of art in 2 hours. I mean, this is a whole process. And that's the same thing when it comes down to figuring out, you know, what you're going to be doing with your website. And if you don't already get our tips of the day, make sure that you sign up over at commando.com/subscribe. This portion of the show has been brought to you by iDrive. We are well into the new year, and we've said all year that this is the year I'm going to back up my PC, all my family photos and videos and business documents. But if you haven't started yet, I have some big news from our friends over at iDrive. iDrive, a PC magazine's best backup solution for 2021. They earned the coveted Editor's Choice Award for 7 years in a row. That's a really big deal. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, PCs, Mac, servers, smartphones, and more, all into one account. And with their industry-standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. iDrive also performed the best in PC Mag speed tests, flying by the competition. And I love that I can access my files right from my mobile device, no matter where I go. I can also automate the backup of all my photos in a snap. I don't have to worry about losing my precious memories or running out of space on my device. Plans start at less than $6 a month. Use my name, Kim, when you sign up. You'll get 90% off your first year. iDrive.com, use promo code Kim. Once again, iDrive.com, promo code Kim. Stay right where you are. Coming right back, we have Allie, our amazing content queen from Commando.com, joining us. You don't want to miss that. You're on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, stop calling your kids every time you have a tech problem. They love you, but they don't want to help you. Really, seriously, they got other things to do. For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ's tech experts as many times as you need. Visit solveiq.com/Kim. That's solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com/Kim. Hey, listen, if you haven't already got the Kim Commando app, I don't know what you're waiting for. We have this great review that just left the other day. Really appreciate all the common sense tech advice that Kim offers. Keep up the good work. I'll be sure to share this app with all my friends. Thank you. So wherever you get your apps, Google Play or over inside the Apple App Store, make sure that you search for Commando with a K. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. All right, joining us here on the show is the amazing Commando.com content queen, Allie Seligman. Hello, Allie.
Hello, Kim.
So what's going on in content land?
Well, I'm here with everyone's favorite thing, free stuff. We have, I'd say, thousands of articles on our site about free resources online. The trouble with free stuff is sometimes you land on these sites and, you know, when they've got all those buttons that say, like, download now,
yeah,
and you just feel like, oh, what's going to happen if I click this? So I've got three things you can actually trust, and they're free to use and hopefully pretty helpful for you. The first one is I need to ask you a controversial question.
Uh-oh.
Do you say GIF or JIF?
I say GIF.
Okay, me too. Good.
Okay, good.
Good.
It's because GIF is like that peanut butter.
Right? Yeah.
Right? No, GIF. Okay.
Agreed. This is a free GIF maker. Oh my God, I just confused myself. It's easygif.com, E-Z-G-I-F.com. So you can upload a video there, and then you can transform it all with just a couple of clicks. So you don't need to go into Photoshop, don't need to do anything tricky. Just go to this site. You don't even need to make an account, which is awesome. The next one, it is tax season, and I have had to fill out quite a few PDFs. What about you?
This seems like there's always something to fill out lately, especially if you're trying to just get the vaccination. It's like, I've got to fill this out. Same data, same information. Crazy.
There you go. And if you've got a free version of Adobe, you can't sign, you can't do a lot of stuff. So you need a tool for it. Now, first pro tip, if you have a Mac, use the Preview app on your computer. It's awesome. You can sign, you can make changes, you can edit, you can do anything. But if you're on Windows or you want a browser version, go to pdfescape.com. pdfescape.com. You do need to make an account, but it's all free and you can do everything you need to.
Now, you know what? Let me tell you something about giving web addresses out on the air out. People always, they'll be like, what was that? I didn't get that address. Was that like PDF, like no escape, or PDF, like can't escape? Or, okay, so if you're listening to this, we can put, all these addresses are on the website, right, Al?
They are, yes.
Okay, all right. So yep. If you missed it, don't be freaking out there and thinking you have to write something down. All right, next one.
Yes, and this last one, don't worry about writing this one down either. We're going to have something up on the site on Saturday. It's howsecureismypassword.net. So this is a free password checker, so you can actually see, yeah, I need to update my passwords. I put in a couple of my go-tos that I don't use anymore, for the record. One of them, it can be hacked by a computer in 54 milliseconds.
Oh,
yeah, not
that's
so
bad.
Good.
So I guess, so I probably shouldn't be using, well, I mean, you know my password to my phone. Everybody does.
It's
0000. Wait, 00. Or sometimes my go-to password is like success. Okay. So, you know, if you're using those type of passwords, you definitely don't want to, you want to expand your horizons, so to speak. And so Allie's going to have all this on the website so you can check your passwords. Allie, thank you so much for joining us. And coming right back, yes, booking travel. We're all anxious to get out and go out and do things, but you got to watch out for the scammers. I've got the details still to come this hour of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you look at Google Trends, searches for fully vaccinated travel jumped, oh my gosh, 750% in just a few days. CDC guidelines for travel went up 650%. So the bottom line here is that if you're out on the internet and you're looking for travel deals and cruises because you are inching, like I am itching, just want to get out of town and go do something, just back off. Go a little bit slower. I don't want you to get scammed. If something looks too good to be true, obviously it is. Over at Komando.com, we've got some great travel sites that you don't want to miss. And speaking of the website, 24/7, you ought to check it out. We've got new content posted every single day at KOMAIndio.com.